Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. There's a fascinating, such a geschmack, and it's so correct. You saw it in the Mishnah, Reb Nochem, and it's actually fundamental to the whole concept of Hazoma, the way I understand it. The Mishnah says like this, Gonav al pishnayim, ein bezum beis. Gonav al pishnayim, v'tovach u'mocha al piyem, v'nimtzu zaymimin. If you steal based on two eidim, and then you shecht based on two eidim. In other words, two eidim come and say that he stole and he shechted. V'nimtzu zaymimin, and they are found to be eidim zaymimin. Mishalmin es hakol. Obviously, they have to pay everything. They have to pay kefil, and they have to pay dal dvei. V'asisim lo yikash ezomam. Says Rashi, Mishalmin lo es hakol, uvigmore mukilo, kishuhuz mutchila ala tvicha. The Gemara is talking about that obviously they were first muzam. They were found to be false, Edom Zoymin, on Tvicha first. Because if they found to be false on the Geneva first, im ein Geneva, ein Tvicha Mechira. So therefore they have to be Mechayev them on the Tvicha first, then the Chayev Gimel and Dalit, and then they're found to be liars on the Geneva, so the Chayev Kefil, and hence the Chayev everything. But only if it's the Tvicha, the Hazoma on the Tvicha, comes before the Hazama on the Geneva. Because once they are found to be Edom Zaymin, that establishes that they're liars. So if they're first found to be liars on the Geneva, clearly there's no Tvicha Mechira. Then you're not Chayiv Tvicha Mechira. So therefore, Tvicha, Edom Zaymin came first, then it was Zaymin on Tvicha, and then on the Geneva. That's one group of Edom. Then the Gemara says the next case. The Mishnah says the next case. Gonav al pishnayim, v'tovachu mochal. If you have two witnesses come and say that he stole, and two witnesses come and say that he shechted or he sold it, so the two separate witnesses, so elu ve'elu nimtzu zoymin, if they're both found to be edim zoymin, again, harishayim mishalmim teshlume kefil, the first set will have to pay kefil, v'asisim loy kasha zomam, v'achroinim mishalmim teshlume gimel, and the last set has to pay Gimel and Dalit, right? Says Rashi again, V'achreinim mishalmim Gimel, B, L'shar, u'kegoyim shehuz mu'achreinim t'chila. Again, the last set was Muzam first. The Eidei Gneva who's mitchila, because if the Eidim on the Gneva were found to be liars first, Eidim Zayman first, so we know that there was no Gneva. How do we know there was no Gneva? Because the Edim on the Geneva were found to be Zoymimin. And Zoymin means that they're liars. Imon and Yisim. We believe the second pair. So therefore, they're found to be liars on the Geneva. That means there is no Geneva. So, but la la Edis Tvicha. Then obviously, there's no Chiyav Tvicha. The Dilma Bayim Machu Aloy, V'chiz Bitsa, my Mishalmi. Because all they're giving testimony is that it was sold, but you don't know that it was stolen. Because the Edis on the Geneva is Huzam. So therefore, again, Rashi says, in order to be mechayev both groups, you need the Edim on the Tvicha to be Muzam first, then the Edim on the Gneva. Make sense? Yes, Seth, what's the question?
Just because the first two Edim were found in Zom on the Gneva, doesn't mean that the Gneva didn't happen. I mean, based on this testimony, you can't say happened.
Yeah.
Maybe there's two other Edim.
I know, that's correct. But then they're not giving any Edim on Tvicha either. That Rashi says, Dilma, that's what Rashi says, Dilma baile machuhuloi. Right? That's enough that you're not chayav edim zoymin.
That cow, we saw him.
Yeah, but we don't know that it was stolen even. So we don't know it was stolen, dilma vayle machuloi. So we have no proof, therefore, that it was stolen. And henceforth, the ones who say that it was shechta tvicha mechira doesn't really do anything. Quite simple. Let's continue in that case of the Mishnah. And then the next case of the Mishnah says, nimtzu achroinim zoymimin, if the last group is found to be Edim Zaymin. Just the last group is found to be Edim Zaymin. Nimtzu Achreinim Zaymin. If the last group is found to be Edim Zaymin, so who Mishalim Teshlume Kefil? Vehei Mishalmim Teshlume Gimel. That makes sense also. Which means, if the last group, the Edei Tvicha, are found to be Edim Zaymin, so then the Ganav has to pay Kefil, but the last group has to pay Gal Gimel. Okay, that's simple also. Echad min achreinim zoymimin, batlu edus shniya. Right, that's also not relevant. Echad min arishainim zoymimin, batla kala edus. Again, Let's say you have two groups of Edim. Okay, for the important part. Two Edim say that it was stolen. Two Edim say it was Shechtet. And then one of the people of the first group of the Gneva, two Edim come and say, that person, Imanuel Yisem. So if that person, Imanuel Yisem, that means there is no Edis on the Gneva. Once there's no Edis on the Gneva, then there's no Edis on the Tzvich as well. So then what's Halacha? Then, Echad min HaRashayim Zoymin, if one of the first group is found to be an Eid Zoymim, Batla Kol Edis, and everything falls apart, and there's no Chiv to pay anything. Why? Shemein Gneva, Ein Tzvich of Ein Mechira. Very simple. Rashi adds on, Batla Kol Edis, V'hu Patev Si, V'hu Patev Ein Pturin. Now, V'afilu Chazru V'huzmu Achoynim Achichein, even if the two Edim who said Tzvicha are found to be liars, Imanu Yisem, Ein Meshalmin. They don't have to pay anything. Why? Share Batla Edusan Kvar. Because their Edis was Batla already. V'hu Kheshu. And they were found, right? They were found. That is not true. Not really. It doesn't really mean hukheshu. It means it's found that it's not true. Because after all, if there's no gneva, there's no tzvicha mechira. The chivin delay gonav loy tavach v'ochelay mechayve l'amoni yisim sasra gufa shal edus. Now says Rashi, v'kol shekain im huz mushnayim harishayim tchila. For sure, if not one of the first group was muzam, but the entire first group was muzam first. So if the first group of Eidid, Neva, was said, Imanu Yisem, that they're liars, they're established to be liars, then even if afterwards the second group of the Tvicha Mechira are found to be liars, Imanu Yisem, again, they don't have to pay anything. Why? She'edush niya batla. El is, in other words, then because the second Eidid becomes batla also. Why? Elish b'zmanshle uz melechot batla shteyen. If only one of them becomes batla, becomes huzam, then everything falls apart. The only difference between one and two is that if one of the group of the first Edis is found to be liars, then everything falls apart. If both of them are found to be liars, then the second group falls apart, but the first group has to pay obviously kefil, because they have asisim loy kasha zomam, they want to be mechayev kefil. So in a nutshell, what is Rashi saying, the Gemara is saying, very, very important, that if you have one group, or you have two groups of Eidim, the first group saying, he stole, the second group saying, he shechted, tvicha mechira, then the only time you can be mechayev, the second group, kasha zomam, imanu yisem, that they have to pay dalet vehegimel vedalet, is only if they were muzam first. But if the first group was muzam first, then once that's bottle, there's no gneva, there's no tvichu mechira. That's clearly what Rashi says. Any questions on that? Right? Is that clear? That's what Rashi says. Again, that if the first group becomes, and fakert, when the Mishnah says that both groups have to pay, and if everybody's found zaymin, both groups have to pay, says Rashi, that's only in the case where the second group, the tvichu mechira, that they first came and said, imanu yisem, on the second group, on the tvichu mechira group. Because if they come, so therefore, since they want to be mechayev gimel v'dalet, and they said they want to yisem, they have to pay. But and then afterwards they say the first group, the gneva group, imana yisem. Then it makes sense. But if the gneva group gets muzam first, once there's, that means they're liars, once there's no gneva, there's no tzvicha mechira, that's what Rashi says. Pashut mod atkan. The problem with this Rashi is that the Gemara says not like that. Which Gemara says not like that? Let's see number two on the sheet. The Gemara says, "Bavakam the next blot." I'm Gimel Beis. Very important Gemara. Short Gemara. Omar Rava says Rava, "Edim shehukcheshu ulebisayv huzmu ne'erogim," which means like this: two edim come and say he killed a person. So then two other edim come and say, "What do you mean? Not true. He didn't kill him at all." He killed it. Let's say they say, we saw him kill him on Tuesday, 2 o'clock. And they say, what do you mean? We saw the guy alive the next day. So these guys are liars. Shakonim. Aiden Hakosha. Who do we believe?
Nobody.
Hakosha? We don't know. We don't kill the person, but it's Hakosha. And then a third group comes along and says, You guys say that you saw him kill him on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. That day, you were with us. Imanu ha'isim. Edim shehukhashu. First there is a hakhasha between two edim. Uli b'saif huzmu. And then these original two edim, they were already mukhash. Then they were found to be liars. Hazama. What's the halacha? Omar Rava. Edim shehukhashu. Uli b'saif huzmu. Neharogin. They still get killed. Which means the halacha of edim zaymin applies. The hakhasha tchilas hazamihi. Ela shalay nigmara. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Shehukhashu. By B. Shnaim oimrim horak. Ushnaim oimrim loy horak. Two Aiden said that he killed. Two Aiden said he did not kill. Ulibisai puzmu. Shebos kashlishis. Va'omro. Imonu yisem. And you were with us that day. Nehrogim. The first group gets killed. Why? Hakhosh tchilas hazomi, says Rashi. Di ilaf tchilas hazomi. Because if you don't say tchilas hazomi, me'acha shebot le'eduson. Mi ismuhudin azoma, which means that wait a second. If you say hakhasha is not chilas hazoma, then the fact that they were mukhash, how do you want to say now hazoma? The edus is bottle already because it's already hakhasha. So the hakhasha chilas hazoma means that still, even if there's hakhasha first, you can still do hazoma afterwards. The way I understand, I think that pasuk pshat is the following way. For example, the way I understand it. Two Edim come and say, somebody killed somebody on Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Right? So they come and say this today. What's today's date? May 25th, they come and say that 2 months ago, somebody killed somebody else. Right? That's what they come and say. Then it turns out that two other Edim come and say that not true. 2 months ago, we saw him alive a month ago. So yeah, hakosha, you makish. And now, tomorrow, two Edim come and say that 2 months earlier you were with us. Correct? So the question is, what's the pshat in Hazoma? Hazoma means, do you look at it now or tomorrow? Not tomorrow, I don't want to say tomorrow. Tomorrow, when you want to come and be Mazim, the group of Edim that came Edis today, and you want to say Imon Yisem, so does it have to be right now when you're coming to be Mazim? This group of Aden, right now, they are still ready to kill him. Right now, their Aedis is still valid, and they still are Oymeid, they're still on the verge of killing him. Is that Pshat in Azoma? Which means, if I come and give Aedis, two Aedim, different case, two Aedim come and give Aedis that so-and-so did something, would kill somebody else. So now, two other Aedim come and say, Imon Yisem. So when they say Imon Yisem, at this point, they are still standing with their Aedis. They're still ready to kill that person. So then you say, Imon Yisem, you're liars. Vasisim loy kach azomam. Is that the pshat? Or pshat is no. You don't need to, so therefore in such a case, where when the two Aedim come and say, Imon Yisem, at that point, the original Aedis is already mukhash, it's already batel, because already comes akasha. So right now, I'm anyway not killing that person. My Aedis is not in effect anyway. So even though they come after and say, Imon Yisem, but so what? When they say Imon Yisem, there was no standing Aedis that I was ready to kill him, because I was ready mukhash. That's a pshat. Hakhosha, lav tchilas hazomer. Which means that once you mukhash, then right now, once I am mukhash already as a group of Aedim, so right now I'm not ready to kill that person, because anyway we're not following my Aedis. So if now two Edim come and say that you're a bunch of liars, Imon Yisem, no harm done. Because at this point, I can't kill him anyway. So therefore, Akasha laughs Chilas Azama. Or maybe not. That when you come to Azama, it's irrelevant if at the time when you say Imon Yisem, they could kill the guy, they cannot kill the guy, it's irrelevant. The bottom line is, when he gave the Edis back then, he lied. Boom! Vasisim like Kasha Azama. Even at the time of the Azama, you cannot kill the person because he's already mukhash. It's irrelevant. Hakhasha tchilas hazoma. We don't care that there was a hakhasha. At the end of the day, you gave false testimony by saying so-and-so killed that person. And we say now, Imanu Yisem, even at the time of Imanu Yisem, you couldn't really kill the person because you already were mukhash. You already contradicted. It's irrelevant. You don't look at the time, at the real time now, when they come and say Moni Yisrael. You look at what they said. And when, since when they said it at that time, they gave false testimony and they wanted to kill him, so Moni Yisrael, that makes them into Edom Zaymin. Joe, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Pashup Shat, right?
Yeah, but it's different than our case.
Why is it different our case?
Because
I'm not talking about our case yet.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Is that how Kashit Chilas HaZama? That's Pashat in the Gemara, right? So Amar Rava, what don't you understand?
Because when there's first Hakasha, doesn't mean that the original Edom are liars. We don't know.
We don't know, correct.
No, so they're not liars.
But I know. But
so the Amos is still valid.
No, I know. But the whole reason what Kasha Zom mean, Vasitza Moi, Kasha Zom Alas Lachim. So when two Edom come and say, Imoni Yisem, at this point when they say, you are with us,
right.
There's no Vasitza Moi, Kasha Zom Lachim. Because
yeah,
at this point,
right.
There's no Kasha Zom.
Because they're still trying to do it then.
I know, but in effect, we're not going to do it anyway.
Okay,
so that's the pshat. Rava says, you're right. Since they tried, or then they tried, or they're still trying, that's considered akasha, I don't care. Tchilas azama, it doesn't make a difference. Vasitim lekash azamam, you have to pay. The manom who argues on Rava, Abaya, akasha lafka azama says, at the end of the day, right now, he doesn't want to come and kill him. He can't come and kill him.
Okay,
so there's no vasitim lekash azama.
Okay. Does that mean that the Edom aren't trying to kill, or Bezdin can't act on the testimony? So that
fine, but Bezdin cannot act on the testimony. There's a svara to say there's no vasitim lekash azama. That's akasha lafka azama, right? Akasha Zazama that's already started already then, and is still trying to kill him no matter what. And then one of the other people say, no, Akasha Lapka Lazama, once they're Mukash, there's nothing here. Fine. It's a forget about a bayah. But that's what the Gemara says. There's a Svara rubber holds, Hakasha Tchila Sazama, which means that even if right now, when two Edom come and say, you guys are liars, Imoni Yisem, and right now they're already Mukash from something else, it doesn't make a difference. Imona Yisem, you chayev to get killed, even though when they said Imona Yisem, at that point they can't do anything anymore anyway, because they're mukhash, I don't care. Hakasha, the Gemara says, Hakasha tchila sazomi, ela shaloi nigmara. That's what the Gemara says. Atkan. The Gemara in the Ayin Dalam and Beis compares it to our Gemara. How does Gemara compare it? Let's see what our Gemara says. Our Mishnah. Arrow by number 3. Omar Ravidi Baravin. Says Rav Yehuda bar Avin, Afanon Amitinino. We also learned this halacha of Hakosha Tchilas Hazama, which means that even though at the time when you are mazim them and you tell them on a yisem, at that time it's ready, the edus is ready, bottle, it doesn't make a difference. Still Yechayev Edim Zaymin, because you wanted to, or because at the time when you gave a testimony, you wanted to make the person chayev. That's our case. Gonav al pishnayim, v'tovach u'moch al piyem, you shechted with two edim, and then you stole with two edim. You shecht al piyem, v'nimtzum zoymin, misham lo yisakoyl. And they found out to be edim zoymin, you got to pay the whole thing. My laugh, what are you talking about? De'idu al agnevo, they gave testimony on the gnevo, v'chazo v'idu al atvicha, and then they gave testimony on atvicha, v'huzmu al agnevo, they were huzam, they're found to be liars on the Gneva, because of huzmu on the Tvicha. And then they're found to be Edom Zaymin on the Tvicha. So first they found Zaymin on the Gneva, then Zaymin on the Tvicha. Says the Gemara, v'hakivan shu huzmu al Gneva. Once they're found to be liars on the Gneva, right? The Edom Zaymin came and said, that you're liars on the Gneva, we know there was no such Gneva. Legabe Tvicha, havel hu mukhashin. Then regarding the Tvicha, it's no worse than the Edus Mukhashas, correct? Because clearly it remains that there was no Gneva. So at least it's no different than a contradiction on the Edus of the Tvicha. And nevertheless it says, if you come and give Hazoma on the Tvicha, Uktani Mishamun Lo Sakoil. And you still pay on Edim Zaymin on the Tvicha. Even though what happened first? The Hazoma on the Gneva happened first. And then came the Hazom and the Tvicha. If the Hazom and the Gneva happened first, then when it comes to the Tvicha part, when you come in to say, Imanu Yisem on the Tvicha part, at this point already, we know already there is no Tvicha. No different than when they're found to be Edim Mukashim on the second part, and the Edim Zayman says, Yechayv no matter what. So there also, clearly we see, that Hazom, Hakosha, Tchilas Hazom. Because even though after they found the Azom on the Gneva, we know there is no Tvicha, it's Mukhash on the Tvicha, Nevertheless, we say you chayv to pay edim zayman on tvicha. We say that hakhosha lav tchilas hazama, a tvicha may mishalmin. Elo lav shema amino, hakhisha tchilas hazama. Amri, so the Gemara says, no, not a raya. Hocha maizkinam, kain shuhuzmu al hatvicha tchila. That our Mishnah is talking about a case, that's the case. That you first gave hazama on the tvicha, and then on the gneiva. So then there's no problem. If you give hazama on the gneiva first, Enochanami, then Hakosha laf chilas hazama, and if you give Hakosha and the Gneva first, then when it comes to the Tzvicha, there's ready mukhash, there's ready liars, so then you can't be chayv edim zaymin. But our commission is talking about, you gave Hakosha, you gave hazama on the Tzvicha first, and then on the Hakosha. So clearly, what do we see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara that the only reason why we have to say that you gave hazama on the Tzvicha first, right? Is because hakhosha lafchilas hazama, right? Which means once you're ready mukhash on the second part, then you can't have hazama after the hakhosha. But if you're therefore you have to say first came the hazama the tvicha, then came the hazama hakhosha. But if you learn like Rava who says hazama tchilas hakhosha tchilas hazama, which means that even though when you come to give Adim Zayman, you guys are liars on the second part. And we know that they're liars already. And then they come and say Adim Zayman, doesn't make a difference, according to Rava. Because even if they're mukhash first, and then they would give Hazama on what they try to do back then. So if you hold Hakosha, Tchilas Hazama, you don't have to say the Mishnah is talking about, they gave Hazama on the Tzvicha first. Then you can say they give Hazama on Hakosha first, on the Gneva first. Even though the Hatzvicha turns out to be Mukhash, it doesn't make a difference, because Hakosha Tchilas Hazama. Is that clear from our Gemara? Is that clear from the Gemara? I'm not explaining myself clear.
You're flipping it.
I'm not flipping it. The Gemara says...
It's a case of Tzvicha Tchila, right? That means Hakosha...
No, the fact... Gemara wants to bring a raya from our case, that the fact that Gneva comes first... So it must be Hakosha Tchilas Hazama, which like Rava says, which means that I don't care if there's questions on the second part. At the end of the day, Hakosha Tchilas Hazama. At the end of the day, the Hazama, we go on what happened first. So we don't care if by the time they come to say Adim Zaymin, that the Imani Yisim, that there was already a problem with the Tvicha. Doesn't make a difference. Hakosha Tchilas Hazama. So that we see from our Braisa. Mashma. That if Abaye says no, our Mishnah is talking about a case where you first gave Hazama on the Tvicha, then on the Gneva. Why do we do that? Because Akosha loved Chilas Hazama. That's what you have to say, talking about such a case. So you're not following.
It feels to me like it should be the other way around.
But why is it the other way around?
Because if Tvicha loved Hazama, then that's why you have to have the Tvicha.
Again. Gemara says very simple. Rava says there's a concept, Hakosha Tchilas Hazama. What does that mean? What does that mean, Hakosha Tchilas Hazama?
That it's equivalent to Hazama.
Which means?
That you're guilty of Hazama even though you were already Makhvin.
Correct. Even though you're already Mukhash on what you're saying now,
you can
still be guilty on Hazama. Correct? Now, if you learn like that, then our Mishnah that says the second group is guilty on Hazama can even be talking about if there was already Hazama on the Gneva. Because there was Hazama on the Gneva, that means by default there is no Tvicha. Who cares? Hakosha Tchilas Hazama. See, even if it turns out that there was Hakosha...
That's only Hazama on the Gneva.
I know, but Hazama on the Gneva... But Hazama on the Gneva will tell me that there is no Tvicha, correct? It's like Hukhash on the Tvicha.
So you wouldn't be guilty of everything.
You would be guilty of the Hazama, because Hakosh Tchilas Hazama.
For Geneva, not for Tvicha.
What do you mean? Isn't that what Hakosh Tchilas Hazama means?
For Geneva. Not for Tvicha.
Even on Tvicha?
No.
Why not?
Because you gotta have... You didn't have Hakosh on the Tvicha.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did. Because there's no Geneva, then there's no Tvicha.
Yeah,
the Gemara says it. I didn't make it up.
No, the reason there's no you. If once there's no Gneva, there was no Tvichah is not guilty.
But, right?
So therefore, you couldn't be Zomam on him.
But
you
if you,
be.
Yes, you
not
could.
That you were ready,
but if you hold a kasha tchilas, if you hold a kasha tchilas azama, you could.
For Geneva.
But then, no, but on the tvicha, the Gemara is talking about tvicha. Excuse me. The Gemara says, according to Rava, that a kasha tchilas azama. Again, let's review this again because it's important. One second, before we get the difference, when the Gemara says, David, listen carefully. The Gemara says, according to Rava, I don't care. If at the time when the Edom come and say, Imanu Ayisim, your Edom Zaymimin, I don't care if at that time there is already a problem in their testimony. It doesn't make a difference. Even if there's a Hakosh already, Tchilas Azamah, it don't make a difference. You still chayit Edom Zaymimin. Why?
For what?
What?
For what?
For what? For your second, for your Edus. For your Edus, which was... which is already, now when they come and say Edim Zayman Yisu, there already is a question on the whole Edis. There's already Mukhash, the Edis was already contradicted. It don't make a difference. Hakosha Tchilas Azama, you're already Chayef. That's what Rava says, is that correct?
I don't know, I think he says it on the Gneva, not on the
Tvicha. Let's say, Rava is talking about a general case. There's no Gneva, there's no Tvicha. Rava is talking
about a
case.
That's why it's different.
Wait, but the Gemara compares the
there's
two.
There's only one event.
No doubt. Where there's one event, and that one event is in doubt. And then afterwards Edim come and say, Imoni Yisem, you still chayiv hazama. Is that clear?
Good.
The Gemara wants to say, the Gemara daf ayin dal and beis, not mine, didn't make it up. The Gemara wants to say, the same would apply by Gnev and by Tvicha. If there comes out Edim that says, there huzam on the Gnev, that means there is no Gnev. No, huzam. Huzam on the Gnev. There is no Gnev. One second, huzam on the Gnev, there's no Gnev. Gemara says, by default, that means that the Tvicha is already contradicted, because then there is no Tvicha. Correct?
No, not contradicted. They can't be guilty.
Fine, they cannot. Fine. They cannot be guilty on the Tvicha. Nevertheless, if two Edim come and say, Imoni Yisim
on the Tvicha,
you'll be chayiv on the Tvicha, according to Rava.
No, and I think it's incorrect.
But the Gemara says that.
I'll tell you what.
But the Gemara says that, no?
Because
but
Hazama can't be
Tchilas
Hazama.
No, but
Hazama... Because when they're Machim, when they're first they're Machim, it's not that the testimony falls away. It's just, well, it's there, it's just that it's contradicted. And it's not
correct.
An actionable data.
Correct.
Okay? As opposed to when the first Edom are Huzam, now the testimony disappears.
Falls away, I understand.
Then you can't
understand.
Say that the second...
I got it, I got it.
If you're Machim, of course you can...
I got it. But, from the fact that the Gemara does put it together, and the Gemara wants to say that, wait a second... If they have Huzam on the Gneva, that already puts the whole Tvicha testimony in doubt. Oh no, according to Rava, Hakosha Tchilas Azama, I don't care if there's no Gneva and therefore there's no Tvicha, you can still be Mechayev Imani Yisim. The Svar is like I said in the beginning, because Imani Yisim is not because it still stands now. Imani Yisim is because when you came to give testimony to Tvicha, you want to be Mechayev him? Then you're chayiv Edim Zayimin. I don't care if now it's not applicable anymore. At the end of the day, you're chayiv Imanu Yisem on what you tried to do back then. If that's the svar that you're going with, the Gemara makes a lot of sense. So that means even now, when there's Hazama on the Gneva, and there is no Gneva now, and there's no Tvicha now, but still, if Edim come and say Edim Zayimin on the Tvicha, you chayiv to pay. Why? There's nothing going on now? Correct. But when you try to say Tvicha, you want to be mechayiv him? Even if right now there's Hakosha, it turns out there's nothing here, there's no Gneva, there's no Tvicha, too bad. Hakosha, Tchilas Azama, Yechayiv to pay in the Tvicha. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, according to Rava, who holds Hakosha, Tchilas Azama, you can even talk about the case where you have two Edim who are Muzam on the Gneva first, and that puts the whole Tvicha in doubt. That means there's no Tvicha. Nevertheless, you still Chayiv on Tvicha Azama. Why? Because what you tried to do back then. So the Gemara says, you're right. According to Rav, Hakosha Tchilas Azama, Eino Chanami. You can have two Edim coming to say, there is no Gneva, puts the whole Tvicha in doubt, but according to you, still be Chayev Hazama, because you want to eat him what you try to do. But nevertheless, our Gemara that says that Yechayev on the Edim on the Tvicha is talking about that came first, and then came the Gneva. That's what the Gemara says. Is that what the Gemara says? That's what the Gemara says, Joe. I can't argue Gemara. It says, you can't argue Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Am I right? Read the Gemara inside. What? Is that what the Gemara says?
The Gemara is trying to make a case. Why do you have to say that the Tvicha came first?
No, the Gemara wants to say that according to Rava, I'll prove to you Hakosha Tchilas Azama, because Because our Mishnah says that even if the Gneva came first, you still chayv in the Tvicha. Why? Hakash
et chelas hazama. Why do I have to say that the case is where that Tvicha came?
Yeah, in a chanami. According to Ravi, you don't have to. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Omar Ravidi Baravin, Afana Namitinina, I learned the same way. The what? Hakash et chelas hazama. Why? My laugh, what are we talking about? The Yidu ala Gneva, because of Yidu ala Tvicha, who's mu ala Gneva first? Because of who's mu ala Tvicha. And even in such a case, you chayiv to pay Eidim Zoymin on the Tvicha. Why? Well, keeping to who's mu ala Gneva, since they were huzam on the Gneva, that means the Gneva never happened. Legabe Tvicha, have a lumukoshin. So when they come now in the Tvicha to say money Yisem, there is no Tvicha. So there's nothing, they're not mechayev anything now. So why chayev? So clearly we see, hakoshet chilis azoma. If that hakoshet lav chilis azoma, a Tvicha may misham, a lav shema amino, hakoshet chilis azoma. The Gemara is saying that once you have azoma, correct. 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 You have a kosher on the Tvicha, and that's not a problem if you want to do hazom on the Tvicha, because a kosher tchilas hazom, that's exactly what the Gemara says. Very clear. So Gemara says, yeah, but according to Abaya, you can say that it did a Tvicha first. But that's what the Gemara says. David, you following Gemara or not? David, you understand what the Gemara is saying?
What's the bottom line? So it is a
riot to Rav. It's a riot to Rav. That Gemara says that if you hold like Rav, Hakosher, Tchilas Hazomer, that means, objectively speaking, that means I don't care when you come to say Imona Yisem, I don't care if at that point you are Mechayev, you're not Mechayev, it's true, it's Mukhash, it's not true, it never happened, it don't make a difference. At the end of the day, if you come to say Imona Yisem, it's coming on what you did originally. And originally you tried to Mechayev. So the different Gemara says, even if you hold that the Edim on the Gneva came first, and the Huzam on the Gneva came first, and that by default means there is no Tvicha, you can still be Chai Edim Zayim on the Tvicha. Why? Because that Chosha Tchilas Hazama. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but the Kunt Abaya, who's a Chosha Lach Tchilas Hazama, must be talking about a scenario where the Edim on the Tvicha came first, and then came the Edim on the Gneva.
The other case, the one...
With the Edom on the Tvicha came first, and then came the Edom on the Gneva. So then you don't have this whole problem, because the Edom on the Tvicha came first. But according to Rava, clearly, by the way, it's not my pshat.
This is going to go back to the Rashi.
We're back to the Rashi. Comes along to the Muki Yosef, that's exactly what the Muki Yosef says, not my pshat. Comes to the Muki Yosef number 4. Just by the arrow, by the, on the lines. Here. You have to do the whole Rashi, fine. That's in the beginning for, sorry. V'achayim misham tashlim yishleisha, l'shor, says Rashi, u'kigayim shuhuz mu'achayim t'chila. Then we're talking about Rashi, says the Mishnah, that the last Edim on the Tvicha were huzam first. Di huz mu'ede gneva t'chila, because if the Ede gneva were huzam first, but later Tvicha, then there's no Ede Tvicha, and you can't be v'chayim Edim zaymin on the Tvicha. Says the Nemuki Yosef, midepirish hachi, since Rashi says this, shaminon, the svira lele pirsh Rashi, the hakrosha lav tchilas hazama. Rashi must hold hakrosha lav tchilas hazama. The mishumachi lo migmunin ditzu magneva tchila. Di have tchilas hazama. If you say hakrosha tchilas hazama, then afakav dechi itzim eidig neva. Even if you say the eidig neva were huzam first, and there is no tvicha now, too bad. Hakrosha tchilas hazama tells me that I don't care if there's no eidig tvicha now. At the end of the day, it's what you try to do in the beginning. So clearly Rashi holds Hakosha Lav Tchilas Hazama. That's the ABC question. They're all asking Rashi, we passing like Rava. Not only that, Avadim Ibatanur, says the same like Rashi on the Mishnah. Comes along the Kivega, Avadim Ibatanur is a Pirush on the Mishnah. La Halacha. Why does he say that only talking about the Tvicha came first? What do you mean? We hold that Kosher Tchilas Hazama. See, in the Eidim on the Gneva, who's on first, and right now, the time of the Tvicha, there's nothing. Too bad. You still chayiv on the Hazama of the Tvicha, because that Kosher Tchilas Hazama. Kiveiga, number 5a. V'ulam, kolei yisoy divi rashi tesis, him rakali v'deman noma, ha-kosher lav Tchilas Hazama. Mishumachim z'vat le'edis kainu Hazama, l'chal din Hazama achkach. Aval amad ha-kaimon on we paskin, ha-kosher Tchilas Hazama, Afkeshu, who's malagneva tchila? Shinis batal edus atvicha. Even if the who's malagneva first, there's no more tvicha. Mikomachem. Kesh who's malacha kachal tvicha? Nasa zaymin. Kach mavur vigemala. So therefore, why does the batanura have to say the same like Rashi first on the tvicha? One question. Next question is on the ketzav mishnah in the Rambam. Now, by the way, it's not just that case. It's halacha lemaisa in the following scenario. The Mishnah says that if one of the Edim of the first group, one of the Edim, right, become Zoymimin of the Edei Gneva, so the Mishnah says, then everything is batal, because there's no Gneva, and then there's no Tvicha Mechira, so everything falls apart, right? Right? Well, that's correct. However, if two of the Edim of the first group become Muzan, right? Two of the Edim, meaning the whole first group becomes Muzan, then what's the halacha?
They pay
Kefo, and everybody else is free. But that's if you hold Hakchasha Lav Tchila
Sazama. That's all with two separate pairs of Edim, though.
Yeah, two, so what's the difference?
Because it's two separate.
What's the difference? That's the answer, but what's the difference? What's the difference? So all this is talking about two separate pairs of Edim. But if the Surah, that again, look in the Rama. Look at
Hakosha, that's still a Zama. But these Edim.
What's the difference? Hakosha Tchilas Zama means, at the end of the day, I don't care if what these Edim are saying right now, if it has any effect or not. Even if it's bottle, the Gemara says, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Because they tried in the beginning to get them. Boom. Hazama. Chayev, no matter what. The question is that the Rambam also says this halacha of the Mishnah. Let's read the Rambam number 6. Shnaim shehidu al zeh shegonav v'tovach u'mochar v'huzmu misham v'sakol. Very simple. Then it says next case. Heidu shnaim shegonav heidu shnaim achim shetovach u'mochar v'huzmu eilu v'eilu. Ha'eshen misham v'tush mekev achim misham v'shalayim v'shloisho. The Mishnah. Huzmu achoinim b'lvad aganashon v'kevol, etc., etc. Last case. Nimtz echad min achoinim zoymim botlu eidu shniya. Nimmt echt min reshoinim zoymem botlo kol edus shim ein geneve ein tvicha michira mechayav tel shalom klum. That's straightforward. The Mishnah comes along the Kesa Mishnah by the star by number 4, the Beis Yosef, the kol she brings on Rashi, the kol she came im huz mushnayim arishenim tchila. For sure, if the first two were found huzam, not that one was botel, so then we taka don't know what happened, correct? One was bottle, we taka don't know what happened, so everything falls apart. But if both of them were bottle, the first whole group was bottle, she'edu shniyo batla, then for sure, the second group is bottle as well. Comes along the Lechem Mishnah and says, not true. If the first whole group was bottle and they're found to be liars, Edim Zaymimin, so what's going to happen? Then by default, the second group is not saying the truth? So what? At the end of the day, they're found to be Zemimin. Hakosha, Tchilas Azama. So in such a case where the first group is found to be liars, Edim Zemimin, then the second group, even though by default there's nothing over here, because there's no Gneva, because they're liars, and the whole thing falls apart, the first group, but the second group, even if we know they're liars, but they try to be Mechai of them in the beginning, Hakosha, Tchilas Azama. You should be Chayiv to pay. What's shot in the Kesem Mishnah? The Kesem Mishnah is saying that if the first group is Zoymen, culture gain, the second group is Batel. Not true. The first group is Zoymen. The Gemara says, Hakrasha Tchila Sazama. Hakrasha Tchila Sazama means that I don't care if at the end of the day, the second group is not going to be Mechayev them anything, because at the end of the day, we know there's no Gneva. It's irrelevant. In the Maisa, we're Chayev to make them pay what they try to do in the beginning. That's Hakrasha Tchila Sazama. So they ask on the Kesem Mishnah, what's that in the Kesem Mishnah? So Kiveg asked on the Bartanura, we asked on Rashi, the Lechem Mishnah asked on the Kesem Mishnah, what's that? Again, now, granted there is a difference, like you said, the Gemara that talks about Akrasha Tchilas Azama is only talking about if it's the same group, right? So the same group comes to say Gneva, and then it comes to say Tricha, and on the Gneva day, they were found Edim Zaymin, so we know now, there is no tvicha. Doesn't make a difference, says the Gemara, because they tried to be mechayev originally. Hakosha tchilas azama. So what's in it if it's one group or if it's two groups? Again, the first group says Geneva. The second group says, Tvicha. We know the Gneva, there's Huzam, so we know now, by default, there is no Tvicha Mechira, there's no Chiyav over there. Nevertheless, doesn't make a difference. Hakasha Tchilat Zama, they try to be Mechayev. What should be the difference? Why by two groups don't we say Hakasha Tchilat Zama? What's shot in all these Akronim? You had a question?
Oh, but are we saying Hakasha in the first stadium, or are we saying Hazama?
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant because the Gemara says that by the fact that they were muzam on the Gneva, that means that there is no Tvicha. And if there's no Tvicha, then I'm mechayiv them. I'll make a difference. Hakash is in a zombie, mechayiv no matter what. That's a pshat. So what's the difference if the first, it was the same group that is no Gneva and therefore there's no Tvicha? Or just two different groups, there's no Gneva and therefore there's no Tvicha? Irrelevant. Hakasha Tchilat Azam means that's Yisoy that we're learning the whole time. That I don't care if at the time of the Azamah did not mechayev them anything, because they're falling apart, they're mukhash, that's Shad and Rava, right? There's Hakasha, we did not come in to say anything, we don't know what to do with them. It doesn't make a difference. Hakasha Tchilat Azam means you chayev what you try to do in the beginning. So then what's the difference if the case of Rava, which means two Eidim say he killed, two Eidim say he did not kill. So we really don't know. Right now they're not killing anybody anyway, because we don't know what to do with it. And then nevertheless, if they say the Mono Yisrael, we mechayev them, Eizrael mechayev to kill, that's Rava's case. Or the Gemara's case, where two Eidim say, stole, and then they say, shechted, and on the stealing part, they found Hazama, so the shechting part is also, we really don't know what to do with it, because we're not going to be mechayev and tvicha. Nevertheless, we say, Akash et chilas Hazama, you chayev to pay the original case. What's the difference between that case and the case where two Eidim come and say Gneva, two other Eidim come and say Tvicha, and then we say, well, the Gneva is thrown out the window because that's Hazama, so therefore the Tvicha is also not going to happen. Doesn't make a difference. Akash et chilas Hazama. What's the pshat in Akash et chilas Hazama? There's a fundamental misunderstanding over here. Yeah, what do you want to say?
When it's two separate groups, the second one, first of all, just down in terms of contradicting, could be they were already actually shechted. Just because I testify, I don't even know whether it was stolen or not. I'm just saying it was shechted. When you, the same person, when he's saying shechting, I know what I'm going after. I'm going after the four, the five. I'm testifying because I was this guy who said.
Close. You mechalik well, but you have to redefine hakasha tchilas adam. You mechalik well. He says that by gneva and tvicha, he's saying that if it's two separate groups. So then the guy who's saying Tvicha, he's not saying Gnev at all. He's just saying Tvicha. So that's not the same as if it's one group, then the guy who's saying Tvicha, he's saying, Tvicha and Gnev, and he's paying 4 and 5.
How could you say I tried to get him to pay 5? I did. Oh, I said he shut this.
Correct. I hear the chilek. But what's that to do with Hakash et chilas Hazama? So I'll tell you the unbelievable side of Rav Nachum that he says, and it's so emesdik, and it's so pashut, I think it's a new understanding of the whole side of Hazama. Says Rav Nachum like this. There's two ways of learning Hakasha Tchilas Hazama. The one way is the way we said till now, which means that at the end of the day, Hazama is not on what happens in real time now. Which means now when we come and say Imanu Yisem, oh, right before we came and said Imanu Yisem, were you going to be Mechayev them? We're not going to be Mechayev them, right? And we said, no, we're not looking at now. We're looking at back then. So even if now there's a Hakasha, and right now you cannot be Mechayev them, for whatever reason, you're ready Eidim Mukashim, Hakasha Tchilas Hazama means, I don't care. We look what happened in the beginning. In the beginning, you don't want to Mechayev him, that's enough. That's one pshat. Says the Menachem, that's not pshat. He says, for sure you have to look at it in real time now. Which means, when you come and say now, Imanu Yisem, on this group of Eidim, then you have to look right now. Are they, right before I came, were we going to rely on this group? Or were we not going to rely on this group? Are they going to be Mechayev Moitzi Momen now? Or make him kill this person now? Or not? And if right now we don't believe in them, there's a Hakasha, clearly there's no Hazama. What's a Pshat Hakasha Tchilas Hazama? Says Rav Nachum, that I'm saying that when they are makish themselves before the Hazama, that's also part of the Hazama. If they are found to be liars before they came and said, Imanu Yisem, but two other Eidim came and said that, hey, we're contradicting what they said, that Hakasha is also the beginning of the Hazama. It says Rav Nachum even more. Really, every Hakasha is really hazama. Which means, the chiyuv of basisim lekash hazaman, they have to pay, instead of what the other people are going to pay, that's by every hakasha, every time Edom are liars, really they have to pay what they were going to do it. Just every time, we don't know if they're saying the truth or not. We don't know if they're liars, because it's trei utrei. But if they started to have hakasha against them, and we don't know if they're saying the truth or not, and then it turns out they're Edom Zaymin, that means they were liars from when they were mukhash. That's tchilas hazama. And therefore, in real time now, we say that the hazama started already, and therefore the chayef to pay. You understand what somebody's saying?
You have two different
Wait, slow down.
They were never mukhash.
Slow down. That's his teretz. That's exactly his point. He's saying, akashat hazama, pshat and rava. Again, rava's case, this is what rava's case. Rava's case is talking about a case where two agents said he killed somebody. And then two agents, other kind of canon said, not true, he did not kill him. And then 2 weeks later, Adam comes and say, the first group, Imanu Yisem. Says Rav Nachum, the reason why Akasha Tchilas Hazama, it's not because when they come now and say Imanu Yisem, we don't care if right now it's Mukash, we look at what happened then. No. For sure we look at what happens now. But the first group says he killed him. Another group comes along and says he did not kill him. Correct? He said he did not kill him. Really, when they said he did not kill him, then maybe the first group already are liars. And we have to pay to make them pay. We have to make them pay kash azamam because they're mukash, because they're already liars. Just every time they're hakasha, we don't know that they're liars. So after we see the hazama, then we know that the second group was right and the first group was liars when they were mukash already. So therefore, that's by the way what the Gemara says. Hakasha tchilas hazama, ela shalay nigmara. Gemara says it. That hakasha is the beginning of the hazama. Just we can't act upon it because we don't know the hakasha is true until the hazama happens. But once the hazama happens, then we say you're chayiv to pay because you're liars from the time of the hakasha. And therefore, once they're mukhash, even though the hazama comes afterwards, doesn't make a difference if they're mukhash. Why? You're not mechayev them on the hazama, you mechayev them on the hakasha, on the fact that they're liars. How do you know they're liars? The hazama proves to me that they're liars. But you chayev to pay on the hakasha. What? Yes, there is. That's exactly the point. That hakasha is also kasha zomam. Just we can't do it because you don't know who's saying the truth or not. That's what the Rambam says. Look in the words. Wait. Look in the Rambam. Look in the words of the Rambam. Number 3 on the sheet. Peg the ches. What's the Eidzaymim? Somebody who lies. Right? Says the Rambam in Perek Beis, but medva amurim be'edim shehuzmu. Aber steki das Eidim akitsa zuzu, ve'en kadadin, enosh achven, why? Ifi she'en yedim, yi akasa shakonis. Because by Eidim akasha, we don't know who is the liar. But if we know who is the liar, then even by akasha, you make them pay kasha zomam. That's exactly the point. What don't you understand? That's hakasha tchilas hazama. That's the yisayid of the Gemara. The yisayid of the Gemara, hakasha tchilas hazama means that every hakasha, really, if we know that they're liars, then by hakasha alone, you make them pay. Just we don't know. You have the hazama, now we know they're liars, so mainly make them pay from that hakasha.
No, but that's where the lashon hakasha tchilas hazama. It's a two-part process.
Correct.
Hakasha starts it,
and hazama finishes, ela shalai nigmara. The Gemara says that. Read the Nachim inside. It's so beautiful. Read number 7. V'nira b'yushuv divreim. The hegdim b'yur yisayda svara. The man no makrosha tchilas hazama. He said like this. The b'pshutai hoya nira. Simple to say pshat like we learned till now. Da kavona hi. Sha'af agav sha'ala di akrosha. Nizbat lo kvar edusun shal edim kredim hazama. That even though through the akrosha, it shows already that before the hazama happened, there's already akrosha and already everything fell apart. Mikomakoyim. Since the beginning when they gave testimony, they tried to kill the person. And I don't care there was mukhash already. That's the first part, the way we learned until now. Which means, I don't care what happens now. As long as originally he tried to kill him, that's kasha zomam. Even though right now it's hakasha, doesn't bother me. Says the Nochem, v'nira lechadesh she'ena kein. The vadai in this battle, edushim shel edim kaidam azama. If right now they're mukhash and that there turns out there's no edus now, afagav shehuz machakach ein mischayvim kasha zomam. There's no such svara. Right now, it's mukhash, you can't make the get person pay. Rak yisvirele, lemandom akhoshe tchilas azomah, deba akhoshe nami ikad din azomah. That in the hakhoshe, there's also azomah. Ukipesh is mashmos, loshen agamorah. Hakhoshe tchilas azomah, the mashra, the hakhoshe atzma, he tchilas azomah. The fact that it was contradicted, that's the azomah. Why? Vatambaz anire. The ikad din azomah hu, koshen is barel, sheidu sheker. What's azomah? We know for a fact that they're liars. Even that's the actual hazama of saying imana yisem. If we know they're liars, that's already hazama. You pay kasha zomam. Why by akasha when they just say contradict? Don't we say you pay kasha zomam? Mishum she'ein on the yodim she'idu sheker. The maichaz and samchan is maichani. Umishumachi, who said you're lying then? Umishumachi, kishuhuz mu'achakach v'yadina she'idu sheker. Amrinan da akhosha hoiso tchilas hazama. So therefore, we don't look at the past; we look at now. Right now it's mukhash. Yeah, but you have to pay because you were makrish and you turned out to be liars. You're the losing liar. You're the liar, even though da akhosha. But we know you're not saying the truth, and therefore, from this point on already, hakhosha tchilas hazama. You have to pay for now, and that's where you have to pay the kasha hazama.
We know for sure that you're lying because these two Adams said you were with us. Why can we believe him? Only because the Torah says so. Correct. Without them, we don't know. Doesn't mean bad that you're lying. That's the point. Why? Why? By the way,
he goes so far to say he asked a question. Wait a second. If that's the case, so why do you need Hakasha and Azoma? If that's the case, Bohol Beraglov. Let's say two Adams say he killed a person. And the next day the guy shows up in Bezin. The dead person shows up. So we know he's lying. So then he shows Bichayev, Hakosher. He's Bichayev. So if Nochem asks the question, he says no. Because the Chiddush of Azomah, it has to be dafka through two Edim. So the only thing to two Edim is when they said Emona Yisem.
Two Edim Emona Yisem.
Correct.
Not just two Edim.
I know. But really, it's already starts at the Hakosher. Just Hakosher, we don't know who's saying the truth. Emona Yisem tells me that these two Edim are liars.
Well, but if the guy shows up, we know who told
him. I know, but that's not to aid him.
That's not to aid him.
That's, he answers the question, which means he goes with the fundamental yisoid. By the way, that svara makes a lot of sense. I'll tell you what makes sense.
I'll tell you what makes sense.
Because, what, it's a chiddush hazama? What hazama? The chiddush is somebody's a liar. We know he's lying. That's what mechayev, kasha zomam. When he said, imana yisem, abracadabra, imana yisem, no. When we know the guy is lying, the Edom are lying, then Kasha Zomam.
No,
when do we know he's lying? Only by Emona Yisem.
Even if we don't have our Kasha, we can still...
Correct. Because we have to know he's lying.
We don't know.
Yeah, Emona Yisem. Emona Yisem, we know. Okay, that's correct. Correct.
We don't know.
Correct. But his Chiddush is... Correct. His Chiddush is that when you have the HaKosha ready...
That's different. Then you got corroboration.
Then you got... Then that's ready to be...
Just Hazama.
No.
HaKosha,
correct. That's a Chiddush. Yeah, that's a chiddush. You're right. That's a chiddush of the Xerxes Kosef. But it's just kasher. Emona Yisem is just a way of conclusively proving that they are liars.
No, but again, it's still Xerxes because if another two Edim came and again gave evidence, not kasher, not Emona Yisem, other evidence, other hakasha evidence, we still don't do kasher zomah.
No, correct, not because it means nothing because we don't know. We
even though it's I got four against.
I know, but because again, that's Trei Kameya. That's Trei Kameya. But the svar is that Hazama is when they are liars. And therefore, if you have Akasha, really they also might be liars, we don't know. Once they have Imon Yisim, that proves that when they did the Akasha, that means the first two were the liars from that point on, and therefore Akasha Tchilas Hazama. That makes a lot of sense. And therefore, you mechayev to pay even though we throw it out the window. No, not because we throw it out the window, because that's the beginning of the lie, and therefore you mechayev to pay.
Well,
makes a lot of sense.
It's the Lashon better.
Beautiful.
Akasha Tchilas Hazama.
I know. I'm busy with that. Bigmar is busy with that. So how does it fit together? I don't want to go there. There's a whole chesed in Tosfos that I'm Gimel Aleph that doesn't fit only with a Baye Rava. I'm not going to that. You're right. I don't want to go into that. It's another whole thing in the head. I don't want to do that right now. It only fits one then. Tosfos says it only fits one. Correct. I'm not talking about that. But that's Easter. Now, let's go one step further. By the way, Reb Moshe Feinstein has two pshatim in Akasha Tchilas Hazama, and this is his poshet pshat. has another pshat, the second pshat. Well, read over here in Lugman number 9, in your own time, he brings out the same Yisrael of Nachum. Read over here. The chiyav hazama hu al shechiyavu de sheker. Vim kein. Af beka akhosha ho yolon lechayvon. Ach sheptu makhoshim shu maichosis. We don't know who's saying the truth. Lochi loy min atar leilim basra yesh mikamoy. Umashim tuav, etc., etc. Velochein. Kishuhuzmu achakach ala de edim sheata min atayro. Edim basra yoysel. Chayovin heim machmas hakrosha rishayna kishahoyso kishenigma radin alpiv. Mikom okay, ma'achad uhuz ma'achach igloy al de'edim, shemakhishim e'edim anemonim yoysel, v'chel mila ala chosha shoyso achim adim, etc., etc. And that's what Rabba holds. Abaya holds out like that. Abaya holds hakrosha lavchilas, which means, I don't go back to the hakrosha part. That's nothing. The only time you believe a person is if it's imana yisem. So therefore he holds, imana yisem, at this point, in Moni Yisim, there's nothing going on anymore. It's really Mukash, Hakash Alavchilas Azam. Rava holds, you're right, you go with Moni Yisim. But Moni Yisim just proves that Akasha was correct. So therefore, at the time of Akasha, that's Mechayim them ready right then and there. And therefore, nothing was bottled. That's Akasha, and there's Mechayim on the entire thing. Makes a lot of sense. Beautiful Pshat of Nachum. Seth, come on. This is an eye opener, the whole concept of Azam. Big Kiddush.
He's taking all the teeth out of the Kiddush of Eden Zomim.
No, he's not. He's saying Eden Zomim is not more than a proving that the first Eden was
made. No, but you
still need it.
You can still have Eden Zomim without a kasha.
Of course. But the Kiddush is, that by Hakasha, followed Eden Zomim, then the Hakasha itself would be enough, potentially, to be Mechayev you. Just we don't know which one. Once you have the Eidim Zoyimin, that proves that the second pair were right, and therefore at the time of the Kasha, you really had the whole thing.
Even then, what is again? Is there another way of proving that besides Eidim?
There's no other way. Baal Baragla doesn't help. That's not going to help. Why? Because the third Mechai is after. Okay. Fine. That's what he brings up. By the way, him and Rav Moshe both say the Baal Baragla part. Okay, 1 second. How does that help us with our Lundus now? Makes a big difference now. You know why it makes a big difference? Let's see. In the case where you have one group, right? We have one group saying Gneva. Dovi, this is your svara. In the case we have one group saying Gneva, and then that same group says Tvicha, and then Huzam on the Gneva first, correct? So now we're saying, wait a second. On the Tvicha, the fact that Huzam on the Gneva, that means the Tvicha is also not true. Let's throw it out. So we say, Hakasha Tchilas Azama. What does it mean, Akasha Tchilas Azama? Well, according to Rava, they're the ones who are saying Geneva. When they say Tvicha, they're saying not just Tvicha, they're saying Tvicha of the Geneva that they said.
On top of
Geneva. So once they're Huzam on the Geneva, correct? So that tells me, even though they said Tvicha, their own words are being contradicted. That's Akasha Tchilas Azama. Says Rava, I don't care if the Huzam on the Geneva, and I don't care if the Tvicha falls apart. That's a Kasha Tchilas Azama. When they said that the Tvicha, they're ready, our Hukash on the Geneva as well. A Kasha Tchilas Azama, throw the whole thing out the window. You don't throw them out the window. They're already Chayef from the time that they turned out to be liars on the Tvicha, even without the Hazama. Then the Hazama proves that they're not saying truth, then the Chayef. Mashenge, the two groups of Eden. So the first group says Geneva. The second group says, Tvicha. Did they see any Gneva? Nothing. They just saw a Maisa Tvicha. So let's say the first group is Huzam on the Gneva, correct? Now we know there is no Tvicha of a Gneva. Does that mean there is no Tvicha? No. So they're not Hukash on their Tvicha. They're not turned out to be liars. There's no Hakasha Tchilas Hazama on what they said at Tvicha. If you learn the svar of Akasha Tchilas Hazama is because they're, from the time they lied already, beginning of the lie, that's the beginning of the Hazama, here they never lied on the Tvicha. The fact that there's no Gneva does not show that the Tvicha was Behakasha. And if there's no proof that it is an Akasha, there's no Akasha Tchilas Hazama, even according to Rava. So therefore, that's why everybody had to say when it comes to two sets of Eidim, Dafka, when the Tvicha happens first, the Huzam, not the Gneva. Because if the Gneva happens first, then even according to Rav, it's not going to affect the Eidim on the Tvicha. Why? Because they're never found to be liars on their Eidis, and there's no Hakasha, and therefore
there's no
Kasha Zomam. Everything falls away. Let's read inside number 13. umiatzen novel yashev divrei rashi va kasmishe ve batnu vnire de lefize konnte des loy shaykh loy ma khosh tkhle sazame rak bekat achas sheidu al gnevo va tvicho ve huzmu al gnevo va khuzmu al tvicho the gemara's case why the given sheide tvicho heidu al gnevo de ide tvicho also testified on the gnevo have edus tvicho edus shall tvichas gnevo shemachav ez dalve your svara ukshu huzmu al gnevo when is batla edus tvicho. Once there was a man gneve, now there's no edus on the tviche, mishum de ein gneve, ein tviche mechire, have hakhoshe al edus at tviche. Right? Obviously there's no edus on tviche. Shen is barel, she idu sheke, she ein tviche gneve, veinu chen is dalvei. Umishum ochi, kishuz muachar, no, they already lied on the tviche also, because they said tviche is gneve. Umishum ochi, kishuz muachar al edus at tviche, amrinon, dafakab shen is batle edus at tviche mikoidem, al de hakhoshe, mikoich azom is edus at gneve, because ein gneve, ein tviche mechire, and therefore the tviche is also not true. Akati chayovim kashe zomam, that kosher tchilas azama makes a lot of sense. Avo b'shtei kite edim she'achas he'idu ala gneva va'achas he'idu ala tvicha. Eida tvicha eina me'idim edus shel tvichas gneva shemchez dalvei she'ein yedim klal she'i gneva. They don't know there was a gneva. V'ike edusim rak al maisa tvicha. Anan mechayivin lei api edusim mikach edus a gneva shel akas rishayna. Ukishu huzmu eide a gneva. When the Eidah never turned out to wear huzam, when his batle Eidah satvicha, mishum she'en gneve entzirchem mechira, leka beze klal hakhoshe al Eidah satvicha mitzad atma. In other words, there's no proving that the second group is lying. Sharelo nizbar klal she'idu sheker. Rakivin shehuzme Eidah satvicha, nizbatle Eidah satvicha. We can't use your Eidah satvicha. But there's no hakhoshe, there's nothing that they're lying on the second group. And therefore, chia gavne, kivin shabat edus atvicha, kainam azama, beloy hakhasha, there's no hakhasha on the edus of the second group, lo shaykh dina, da khasha tchilas azama. Umshimachi, therefore, kishud vachach edus atvicha, pturim the kulam. And that's what Rashi says, that when it comes to two groups, if you have huzam on the gneva first, then even according to Rabbah, it's hakhasha tchilas azama, and we can use the edus of the tvicha, just because they try to do it, that's not good enough. Hakashat Chilazama doesn't mean that you tried at the time of the Eidus to make some Yichayev, therefore Yichayev, even if it doesn't count. No. Hakashat Chilazama is we look at now, real time. But now, it started that when you started saying something, it turned out to be Hakashat, that's the beginning of the Azama. But when you have two groups of Eidim, when they said Tvicha, they're not saying any Gneva. So even though the Gneva turned out not to be true, that doesn't contradict these people that are saying Tvicha. It's mevatel the edus of tvicha, but it doesn't contradict it. If it doesn't contradict it, there's no svara of akasha tchilas azama, and therefore everybody agrees that if there's no gneva, the edus of gneva is huzam, then the edus of tvicha falls out the window, and that's shot in Rashi and in the Matan Ura. Yeah, all this is with Malchum.